Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island City Council has delayed making a final decision on allowing construction of a cannabis dispensary and gas station near the Milan Bottoms. Council members last night tabled a motion that would have allowed the developers to put up a fence around the 10-acre site. That's after Fifth Ward Alderman Dylan Parker raised concerns about unknown specifics about the project and its impact on the nature preserve across the highway.
I'm not comfortable allowing them to fence off the property until they have even told us what the design is going to look like. They can't tell us how many gas pumps. They can't tell us, is it going to have a car wash? They can't tell us final what it's going to look like, and yet they've asked us to fence it off. I'm not comfortable with that.
The council voted to delay voting on the fencing until its next meeting on April 28th. Iowa high schoolers would be required to pass the U.S. citizenship test in order to graduate under a bill passed by the Iowa Senate on Monday. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports students would only need to pass the test once, but could retake it.
The exam would be made up of multiple choice questions from the U.S. citizenship test, and students would have to get at least 60% of answers right to pass. Democratic Senator Tony Bisignano of Des Moines says the bill will help make sure students grasp how the government works, as well as its democratic values.
I ask for your support. It makes sense. If there are kinks in this, it will be worked out. But the premise of this is Americans got to understand the government they have and how to protect it. Because as we can see, it's not guaranteed.
Those against the proposal say the test only superficially measures what students know. They say the state should instead invest in social studies education. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Meanwhile, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a measure requiring certain counties to elect their supervisors by district. The law says three counties in Iowa with a public university must create equal-sized districts rather than elect their supervisors at large. Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton helped pass the bill and said it's designed to reduce voter suppression in rural areas. But Black Hawk County Supervisor Tavis Hall says there's no way to draw a district where rural voters get the only say without gerrymandering.
There is not a way to draw a strictly rural district. We have 131,000 population and over 100,000 people live between Waterloo and Cedar Falls. In order to achieve a strictly rural district, you would have to do the sort of gerrymandering that's not legal within the state.
The three counties are building committees to begin the redistricting process, which must be approved by the Legislative Services Committee before December 31st. And it's been a relatively quiet 4 months at the Illinois State House, that is, until this past week when lawmakers passed several large measures out of their originating committees. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Illinois legislators had until last Friday to vote on bills three times before sending them over to the other chamber, completing one half of the journey to get to the governor. State senators approved plans to protect a large water reserve in central Illinois from carbon dioxide storage projects, as well as a bill that would nix a requirement for drivers to store their weed in an odor-proof container. Over at the House, lawmakers supported a measure banning public schools from using mascots that discriminate against people with disabilities. But they did not pass a hotly debated proposal that would require parents to register their kids who are homeschooled with their local school. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The U.S. Postal Service has once again delayed plans to move all but local mail processing from its Milan facility to Des Moines until at least the end of this year. According to a press release last week, the Milan Mail Processing and Distribution Center will remain open at current staffing levels. The Postal Service also says it plans to invest up to $6.7 million to expand and streamline its package mail processing and distribution at the facility. Plans to move operations out of Milan were part of a nationwide reorganization initially proposed last April. That was postponed over concerns it would have cost thousands of jobs nationwide. This is WVIK News.